Thank you, Andy. Andy Verity, 7:21.
We're on More Sport now. Let's talk about croquet. We've been talking this morning, of course, about John Prescott. Lambasted. What a great word. In this morning's papers for playing it on the lawn of his country retreat in Dorneywood. Some say he'll very soon be saying goodbye to Dorneywood. But anyway, the Daily Telegraph describes his choice of game as surprisingly middle class. And the Sun helpfully explains the summer lawn game favoured by toffs. Well, it's a sight of the Deputy Prime Minister playing croquet, good or bad news for the game. Richard Hilditch is Secretary of the South East Croquet Federation. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great for the profile of your sport in one way, isn't it, Richard?
Oh, yes, I think so. Having someone famous playing a minority sport is very useful.
Yeah, a country house, summer's day, Dorneywood, the sun shining and playing a bit of mallet and ball. It's a lovely image.
Yes, that's part of the sport, but the sport also has a serious side. We play in clubs in the same way that football's played on the beach and played in parks and also played at clubs.
And I've played it in the past and very much enjoyed it because it's all about shafting other people. It can be a very vicious game, knocking other people into the long grass and putting them into impossible positions. Is that a fair assessment of how it can be? Basically, it's politics on a lawn.
Well, that's one option, but if you think about a football goalkeeper who saves a shot, he's being negative to the opponent. You have to be negative and positive in a game of sport. And in fact, in our game, it's quite safe because you take it in turns to play, like snooker. So you can't mess your opponent up while he's not playing.
Well, there's a difference, isn't it, between association croquet and golf croquet, which Matt will explain.
Yeah, there is a massive difference, though, not least in the name, association croquet versus golf. There are a number of differences. I'm sure we can talk about that till the cows come home.
So Richard will talk about it while Matt flounders. Richard, what are the differences between association croquet and golf croquet?
They're basically similar games played on the same ground and with the same equipment. In the same way that you might play snooker and pool on the same table or rugby union, rugby league on the same turf, it's simply two different options. Golf croquet has been coming to prominence recently because it's had an upsurge with the Egyptians joining the world croquet scene a few years ago, and it's the type of croquet they play in Egypt. They don't really play much of the association or what's also called the international game.
And are we any good at it in this country? Do we have world champions?
Association croquet, we have the top players. Although the current world champion is South African. He does live here in Britain. And historically, our players, the top in the rankings. We've been the holders of the association team championship since 1990. Wow. And we're defending that again this winter. In golf croquet, the Egyptians tend to be the top players, although we have some good players here in Britain who sort of stand up in the top 10 in the world.
It's fantastic, isn't it, that we're so good at this? But I suppose it's an English game, isn't it?
Yes, although if you step back, I'm sure your organisation would realise that the British invented most of the sports that are out there. So it's great that, and that's true of croquet, really, and it's great that we can retain leadership in a sport, but
we invented in this country.
Yeah, we invented. Yes.
You wonder, don't you, how if he and his colleagues in Dorneywood had been having a quick football knockabout on the lawn for 20 minutes rather than playing croquet, whether there would have been as much of a fuss, because there is still this notion of it being a kind of toffs sport. How many former union shop stewards have you come across who play croquet?
I have come across quite a lot of working class people.
Really?
Yes.
Well done.
But when the sport started, And the history of it, where it sort of went into obscurity in the late 19th century, meant that you did have a core nucleus of people who were in the leisured, wealthy classes playing the game. But that all changed after the Second World War, as that class of people died out, and the sport had to be regrown in the 1970s, 60s and 70s. We saw an influx of people from universities, just regular people, perhaps intellectual backgrounds. And now,
Does that help? It's quite an intellectual game, isn't it? It's there are some chess-like qualities to it.
That's right. Well, actually, snooker and chess are very good comparisons. It's a little bit like snooker in that you're planning ahead with a break, but actually, when you come to play, you need more planning than in snooker.
Yeah.
So it is more like a chess thing.
And a lot of old people play it. This is a problem for you, isn't it?
No, it's a great thing. It means it's open to all ages. In the same way that bowls is open to all ages, if you actually watched an international match, you'd see younger people would represent Great Britain. The same principle applies in croquet, that the majority of players might be retired or early retired, but the very best players would be in their 20s and 30s.
Well, this has been it's a fantastic opportunity for you now that the Deputy Prime Minister's been spotted playing croquet. So it's onwards and upwards, really, for you, is it?
That's right. People can contact their local clubs. Simply go to the website croquet.org.uk and you can go from there and find a club near you, and they're all looking for new players, and they'll have coaching courses, often very cheap, to join.
Are you extending an invitation to the Deputy Prime Minister, John Prescott, on National Radio?
Well, I understand he's not quite so busy at the moment, and so it would be very handy for him to find things to do.
Perhaps Nicky and I could come along and play each other. How about that? Who do you think would win?
I don't know. It's completely equal sport on the sex-wise.
This is great.
We rarely have events that are split men and women. It's almost always mixed events.
But how much does a mallet cost?
To start with, you'd play using club equipment. Right. It can be anything from about 60 quid through about 200 or 300 quid.
For a top mallet, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. In the same way that golf clubs will vary in price.
All right. Okay, great. Wonderful talking to you. Thank you very much for that. I'm sure people will have been fascinated by the ins and outs of croquet and the difference between the two types of game. And Matt Williams, I've never heard you so quiet during a sports interview in my life. What's going on?
You lost
your tongue, lad.
We're number one in the world and have been since 1990. Why on earth have we not been covering this in the sport? Disgrace.
And you didn't even know. It's 7:28.
Call it public service.